The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Live, launching into the third hour of the program. Plenty of time for you with your thoughts, your calls. You dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. It's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show, username lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
Rich Paul. Rich is here, courtesy of the 420 Foundation. Whose courtesy are you here with us tonight?
I don't know.
By whose
420
courtesy?
Foundation, NH Jury.
Yeah, because you and I have been talking about doing more with NHJury.com, which I'm excited about. Maybe doing some fundraising, doing some advertising with NH Jury. The folks out in Manchester, as I mentioned earlier tonight, have been doing some jury outreach. They're doing it on a consistent basis, so kudos to them for doing that. We're actually, we've been doing it here in Cheshire County for years on a regular basis. Whenever there's a jury outreach, we're there handing out information to potential jurors. And now that has expanded now to Manchester. And in Manchester, they have more juries being selected. There's more cases. So they do it every 2 weeks, whereas it's a monthly thing here in Cheshire County. I would like to see that spread throughout all 10 counties in New Hampshire, personally. And I think that is something that will become more and more possible as more Free State Project participants make the move here. So we'll continue here. We'll take your calls. We're also going to get back into the story about Michelle Malkin. She is a conservative columnist who has changed her mind about the war on drugs, the war on pot as well. We'll get into that deeper here. We'll also take your calls at 855-450-FREE. Plus, Mark's going to tell us about federal agencies using money intended for the poor. And we'll tell you what they were using the money for here in a little bit. Let's just say it wasn't to help the poor. First, we go to the phones where Dumping Lemur is on the line with us. Dumping Lemur, you're on Free Talk Live. Dumping Lemur on Skype. Going once.
I can see his picture on Skype. Yeah, he doesn't look like a lemur at all.
No, he doesn't. Going twice. Oh, we hear you. There you are.
I'm sorry. I was trying to use iPhone headphones.
That wasn't going well.
Gotcha. So what's up? You're on the air.
It was not. How are you guys doing? I've been through the whole political spectrum, really, in my personal beliefs. When 9/11 occurred, I was a diehard Republican, all for Bush, and then the wars all started, and I just started seeing stuff online about death and destruction. I didn't like it. It turned me into a raging hippie communist, you know? Practically. I mean,
well,
really.
If you went to communist, you went too far. Turn around, come back.
Yeah, that was that. Eventually, when Obama got into office and I saw that it was pretty much more of the same, that's when I really got interested in the whole liberty thing. And I met a bunch of people here in Mississippi, near where I live, that they have a libertarian party and all that, and it's pretty active. And, it's not so easy to change someone's mind. You know, no one that I talked to could ever tell me that I was wrong, that I believe that there should be the spreading of wealth. You know, we should cut down people's money. I never thought that. I never thought that that was a good thing to do, to stop spreading the wealth. Until I saw things happen firsthand.
You know, it takes a certain amount of people get their wish, and then once they get their wish, they're like, whoa, this stinks. And after they've had a chance, and this is why I think that the world, and I predicted this to some extent, I did predict this, I predicted that once people got to see, well, the Republicans had the House, the White House, the Senate, from 2000 to 2006, and the Democrats had it from 2008 to 2010. Once we went through both of those swings, there had to be a large liberty swing, because at that point enough people had been like, well, we've tried both of these things and it didn't work.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much exactly where I went. I mean, you know, I was in high school and thought, oh, well, Bush is so terrible. I should support, you know, the whole, everything that's not Bush.
Right.
Pretty much. I just went automatically to the opposite pole.
Well, and, how could you do anything else? It's all you knew, right? That was your paradigm. It was either one side or the other.
The thing that really brought me on board Liberty was listening to Ron Paul a lot in 2004 and in 2008, too. But
2004, what was he doing then?
He was bad-mouthing Bush, pretty much.
You just saw some stuff from him. 2004 is pretty far back. Many people got on board in 2008 and then 2012.
Man, you gotta love Ron Paul. He's one of the main recruiters for these ideas, and he's done a very, very good job. I'm very glad to have supported his
campaign. The support that he gets from other people. I mean, Ron Paul's, you know, a voice for liberty, but, you know, Free Talk Live, we were on the air in 2004 talking about Ron Paul, and that, you know, that other folks like us have managed to push him forward.
So dumping Lemur, how things going down there in Mississippi? You said the Libertarian Party's
the recruitment
really active. Like, what are you guys doing?
We have a Liberty Fest coming up here in Lafayette County, the Libertarian Party. It's on June 28th. If y'all don't mind me giving the shout out,
okay.
Yeah, it's going to be at Foxfire Ranch. If there's any Mississippians listening. Where there's going to be live music and food and stuff like that. And it's just going to be a discourse and, you know, trying to bring people in with music and beer and food. You
so
know?
This is more of a party, not so much like a political convention.
No, it's not a convention. We've got a few candidates in the Libertarian Party running as well down here.
What's Danny, the highest they've managed to achieve?
I don't know if we've gotten anybody elected really anywhere.
No, I don't suspect you have.
He just meant the highest vote total, I think, or the percentage.
God, I know Danny got,
three.
Yeah, he didn't get many votes. I mean, he probably got a couple thousand at the most in the first district.
Daryl, who's our co-host on Friday nights, actually was not on Friday night's show because he went down to the Florida Libertarian Party convention to be a speaker, which was great of them to invite him down there as a publisher of FPP.cc. And, you know, he's got his hands in a variety of different sort of liberty media. So it was great that he was able to go down there. He brought some Escape to Keene postcards and managed to get rid of all of them while he was down there, which was great. But I asked him how many people were attending the Florida Libertarian Party convention. I mean, this is the yearly convention. This is the yearly gathering of Florida libertarians. I mean, Florida is one of the most populated states in the United States. So my question was, how many people were at this convention? And he said maybe 100. Throughout the whole time.
Wow. And we get more than that in Keenevention.
We had more than that in the Keenevention, first year of Keenevention here in Little Keene, New Hampshire. And I went to the Libertarian Party of Florida convention over a decade ago down there, and I can tell you there aren't that many more people there now than there were there a decade ago. So it's just they're not having growth. I mean, there's no evidence of any kind of growth whatsoever, no evidence of any success, and it's just got to be really frustrating down there.
Yeah, let me ask you this. What would it take for you to pick up and move your life to New Hampshire, where we've had victory after victory in the liberty-oriented realm?
Would it help you to know that we've got anarchists in our legislature?
Well, for me, you know, Mississippi is my home. And
Florida was my home, too.
That's where I was also pushed out of my mother's womb in the South.
The whole issue I have is with moving to New Hampshire is, one, it's really cold. That's number one.
Hey.
I couldn't take those winters.
Well, what does that mean? I am from Sarasota, Florida, as is Ian over here, and I don't know what you mean when you say that I couldn't take it. We don't live outdoors, you know that, right?
Well, I might have to. I'm dirt poor.
Well, I do.
Okay, so it would take a certain amount of savings to get here.
Sure.
But I mean, you know, we have heaters and that kind of thing. And the fact is, warm weather doesn't buy liberty. As a matter of fact, I would argue the opposite. Governments are bigger and more intrusive down in the South than they are up in the North, especially in New Hampshire.
There's a lot of liberty. Warmth is cold comfort.
With other groups.
All right, stand by. I'll let you answer the question in full here. Hang on, Dumping Lemur. There's more on the way on Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Summer is almost here, which means it's time to get out and play. And at the Guitar Center Memorial Day sale, you'll find some of our lowest prices of the year on the best gear throughout the store. And with deals like your choice of two guitar stands or wall hooks for $10, or two pairs of Vader drumsticks for $5, or three sets of Ernie Ball electric guitar strings for $10, the only question is, where will you play? Guitar Center's Memorial Day sale, now through Monday, in-store and online.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want here. Toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there. You can also send something to our tip jar if you've got a big. If you got some Bitcoins you want to share with Free Talk Live, go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You'll find the Free Talk Live Bitcoin address there. You can just drop whatever you feel is appropriate in the Free Talk Live tip jar. In fact, those tip jar contributions are actually going to help us do our Bitcoin matching program that we probably haven't talked about enough. It's happening between now and the beginning of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where you will be able to become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. And $5 a month, for instance, is what the AMP program costs. You sign up for the AMP program, and then your $5 will be doubled by our generous matching contributors. So Free Talk Live takes in $10 from your $5. And then for your first month of the AMP program, as an added incentive to get you on board, we are offering to you your $5 back, or $10, or whatever amount you decide to AMP at. The amount that you AMP at will come back to you in the form of Bitcoin, if you want it. If you don't want it, then we'll keep the $5 and put it to good use. But if you want the Bitcoin, maybe it's your first Bitcoin you've ever received. A lot of people are starting with Bitcoin because of the Free Talk Live AMP Bitcoin matching program. So you AMP the show at amp.freetalklive.com. You help us get on more radio stations. You help us advertise online. We're doing Google AdWords, and it's working very well. And so we get the $5 from you, then the $5 from the matching contributors, and then we send you $5 worth of Bitcoin in return. All you have to do is just send me an email after you sign up, ian@freetalklive.com, and include your Bitcoin address. It's that simple. So go to check out the AMP program. It really makes a big difference for us when you AMP at amp.freetalklive.com. It helps us get the ideas of liberty into more ears. Now we're on with Dumping Lemur in Mississippi. And Mark, you had asked him the kind of ultimate question that a lot of us liberty-minded folk who've moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project are always wondering of our fellow liberty-minded people across the country, which is, what is it that's holding you back? What is it that's preventing you from making the move to the place with the largest amount of libertarians, voluntarists, anarchists ever collected in one place, with political successes that are happening here? People are actually getting elected. And so far the answer has been it's cold.
Well, you were obviously heading down that trail, and I didn't want him – like, I want – what you need to do if you've got a prospect in a certain circumstance is that you have to find out what their issue is. And usually it's not the first thing that they mention. Usually
for me, it was the cold. That was the big concern for me, having been a Florida native – being very skinny as well. I was
really concerned
much
heat
about the cold. And I don't like being cold. Let me tell you that. But I do love the community of liberty activists here. There's nothing like it anywhere else in the world. And to me, that warms my heart enough to keep me here.
It's only cold a quarter of the year.
As soon as I could escape Michigan at 25, I did, and I moved down to Florida for most of my adult life because I hate the cold. And I remember calling up my father to tell him I was moving to New Hampshire, and he said, "Do you know where it is?" And I said, "Yes, of course I know where it is, Dad." And he said, "But you hate the cold. It's cold up there." I said, "Dad, without freedom, warmth is cold comfort."
Indeed. So we're back with Dumping Lemur, and you were going to continue your answer, and we didn't have time because of the break. So go ahead.
Well, hey, yeah, guys, the other, I think actually the biggest reason besides the cold is I'm getting married in October.
Ooh,
here.
Yeah.
I've already put in the deposit.
You're getting married in October and you put the deposit in on the venue for the marriage, right?
Yeah. Okay. I've already done that.
Okay. Well, we allow women in New Hampshire.
And was still open after October.
Sure. Although the question is, how would the soon-to-be wife feel about moving to New Hampshire?
She's super apolitical. She doesn't give a bit about liberty or anything, really.
So then if she were to find out that it was like a really great place to raise a family, for instance, which I believe is New Hampshire is the number one place for raising a family, then, you know, if you could convince her for other reasons, she might be willing to move somewhere?
I mean, that's possible. It would be very work dependent. We're both in the medical field. I'm mm-hmm. in school. There's a lot of stuff we're
yep.
still
yep.
doing.
I find that the...
It's no easy task to move across the country.
Indeed. I find the most relevant, you know, reasons are sort of, you know, we got family here. I grew up here. Our family's here. You know, my job is geographically centered, and I really can't pick up... I can't get one that's as good in New Hampshire. You know, those kind of things. You know, family and jobs, you know, it can be difficult. But what I can say to you is the frustration you feel around... you know, the libertarian campaigns that you participate in that fall flat on their faces and look largely like a gigantic waste of money don't feel that way up here.
Well, you know, I wouldn't say that we're failures down here. We put a lot of feelers out with other organizations, even wherever we can find commonality. And we get out there and we put up posters with them. You know, we hold up our pickets with them. If it's, and we've done a lot here in Oxford to put heat on one of our biggest goals is getting rid of the Metro Narcotics Unit. There's like no oversight. It's this big, federally funded narcotics unit they've got here because the university, the county, and the city have all pooled together their resources and made a Metro Narcotics Unit in a county with.
Do you feel like there's actually a prospect to get rid of that unit?
Yes, we're doing a lot. And what I mean by we're doing a lot is people are, I mean, we're getting people aware of what a confidential informant is. And it's really, I mean, we've gotten pieces in our local newspapers and stuff like that. So it's not a failure. I mean, we pick our battles.
Well, you know, if you ever do get rid of the narcotics unit, that would be a huge success story, and would love to hear about it here on Free Talk Live. Thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Good luck down there. Thanks again. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, again, it just depends. What do you consider to be a success versus a failure? I mean, ultimately... In Florida, where I lived for most of my life, I did a lot of libertarian outreach, as I was discussing earlier, Rich, when you brought up the Operation Politically Homeless booth. I did a lot of that stuff, and they were successful in from the perspective, depending on your perspective, right? So from the perspective of, did I talk to a lot of people about the ideas of freedom? Yeah, I sure did. I talked to thousands of people about the ideas of freedom. Did a lot of people score libertarian on that quiz that... hadn't otherwise thought they were libertarian.
You got a lot of little dots to put on your poster.
I got a lot of those. Yeah, I did. And you know, and did I sell some books to some people and sell some information to some people? Because the way I used to run the booth was I wouldn't give stuff away because, well, I didn't have as much money to invest in these things, so I wanted to cover my costs. So I would charge for my handouts. That way somebody wouldn't just take something and throw it away. If they pay a quarter for it, they're more likely to fold it up, put it in their pocket, take it home, and look at it later on. Sure. And so I sold flyers left and right. So, yeah, it was a success from the perspective that I probably introduced a bunch of people to the ideas of liberty who hadn't found it before. But it was a failure from the perspective of not a one of them ever came to a Libertarian Party meeting. And so it never really changed into anything.
New Hampshire has anarchists in the legislature.
Yep. It's true. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dried Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dried Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dried Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves right here, toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us on Skype via username lrn.fm. You may talk about whatever's on your mind. Still to come here, the feds apparently were taking money intended for the poor and spending them on massages, among other things. Mark has a rundown of some. Yeah. We'll give you more of the details on that. Plus, the remainder of the Michelle Malkin transition from kind of hardline conservative into somebody who still is a conservative, but has changed her mind on the war on drugs. We'll continue that story as well. Plus, blockchain is at it again. You know about the blockchain.info app that is available for Android-based devices that allows you to have your own personal wallet for Bitcoin. It's a very handy app. I love it. I use it and actually just used it a few days ago. I went down to the local Corner News here in Keene, New Hampshire, which actually now has a Bitcoin accepted here window sticker up. So you go, and actually, apparently what happened at Corner News a couple weeks ago was some drunk fool kicked the door in, the glass on the door. And so that whole pane shattered, and it, of course, had a bunch of kind of, you know, we accept this and that sort of brand stickers on it. So now the door doesn't have any stickers except for the brand new Bitcoin one. So the Bitcoin is even more obvious than it has ever been. The fact that this little corner store where you can go down, you want a pipe? You can go down and buy a pipe there. You can get some refreshments. You can get some tobacco. And you can pay for it in Bitcoin. In fact, you can even buy silver with Bitcoin at the Corner News store in Keene, New Hampshire. So
Silver? What kind of silver are they selling?
They've actually got Sons of Liberty mint silver there.
Yes, they do.
Awesome. Which is minted here in New Hampshire by Free State Project participants.
Yeah.
So it's very cool. There was actually a couple guys who were visiting here a few months ago that they wanted to make a Bitcoin purchase. They were new movers. They wanted to see what it was like to go and use Bitcoin in real life. So we took them over to Corner News, and they actually bought silver with Bitcoin, which was like extra fun, right? Because it's cool to go and buy some rolling papers with Bitcoin, but it's also cool to buy silver. More cool to buy something like silver. So that's what I was there for the other day. I just went in, grabbed some rolling papers. They totaled it up. I grabbed my phone, got the blockchain app out, and sent them some Bitcoin. I mean, it was easy. So blockchain makes it easy, and now they're making merchant acceptance of Bitcoin even easier than before. With their new merchant app, you can go to blockchain.com. So not blockchain.info. Blockchain.info is for your personal wallet. Blockchain.com is if you're a business owner, you got a point of sale, a physical location where you want to accept Bitcoin. That's what their new merchant app allows, and there's no ID requirement. You do not have to fill out some sort of paperwork. There's no terms of service, no agreement. You just go and download their app and get started over at blockchain.com. So back to the story about Michelle Malkin. Just to bring you up to speed, she didn't always feel like the war on drugs was a dismal, costly, inefficient failure. Those are her words. In the 1990s, she actually had a debate in the mid-1990s with someone named Ralph Seeley, who was a medical marijuana advocate at the time. He ended up dying in 1998 of a rare bone cancer that... he actually sued the state to allow marijuana to be prescribed medically. She changed her mind after debating Mr. Seeley, and his arguments were legitimate, she said. And less than a year after his death, Washington voters approved medical marijuana.
Now, Jack, Ian, I said Jack because Jack just lost his first tooth.
That's
I just
your
got,
son.
Yeah, I just got the news on Facebook, and I'm excited about it. Sorry about that. Would you say that sort of largely and generally that a conservative that believes in ending the drug war qualifies as a big tent libertarian, like somebody just sort of, you know, a little L libertarian?
I would say there's somebody who could be worked on. I mean, that's a positive development, certainly, for them.
I'm just wondering here. I mean, you know, does a libertarian have to be a full-fledged, principled libertarian, or where is the line?
Well, you know how I feel about it. I'm pretty hardcore on the definition of libertarian. I'm wondering what Rich Paul would have to say about that question.
I started calling myself a libertarian, and if you look at the Nolan chart, I was like halfway between liberal and libertarian, but I was like one click over, so I was barely libertarian.
Yeah.
On economic issues, I was mm-hmm. good on social issues. But I think that's good enough to call somebody a libertarian to some extent. They're in that quadrant. But
I think so. That's true. However, I think also that people who call themselves libertarian who don't really understand what the idea is supposed to be, I mean, a libertarian is supposed to be somebody who doesn't support the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. I mean, that's kind of the classic Libertarian Party definition of a libertarian.
And, but there's people in the Libertarian Party that don't support that. I mean,
it's a failure of the Libertarian Party, in my opinion. But
I don't know. I mean, my argument was I'll vote Libertarian until I'm a little bit too free, you know, and that was kind of my training wheels way of becoming a Libertarian is, you know, if we get more freedom in this country and they start to go too far, then I might say, okay, well, I'll vote Democrat again or something. So it
don't
doesn't
fix that problem, I can assure you.
You should always vote for somebody who's more radical than you are, because he's not going to get everything he wants, but he's going to move people, he's going to move things in that direction. So if you're almost a libertarian, you should vote for a bloody anarchist, and you might get a little bit of what you want.
I think the problem with being loose with the term libertarian is, on one hand, the good thing about it is we want people to call themselves libertarian. We want people to familiarize themselves with the word. We want them to feel like it's applicable to them. On the other hand, you get people like Neil Bortz, Glenn Beck. These are two radio talk show hosts who Dennis Miller, I think, even describes himself as a libertarian. This guy's a war hawk. So
Dennis Miller stopped using the term libertarian, but he did use it in the late 90s.
He used it in the aughts, too, in his radio career.
I think right up until 9/11, and he pretty much...
He's used it since then as well. I mean, these guys will use the term to differentiate themselves from the other kind of conservative clone talk show hosts out there. And so you end up getting somebody like a Dennis Miller, because Dennis Miller's only been doing radio for like 5 years or 7 years or something like that. And within that time frame, his show has been described as libertarian. There's another guy named Todd Schnitt, who is this puker out of Tampa. The worst radio puker that you've ever heard puking is where you kind of reflect a extra radio flare on your voice so it sounds ridiculous. Todd is even worse than that.
Okay,
he's even
you
worse
put,
than that.
The conspiracy guy there, Jones, in that
Alex
guy,
Jones?
Like Alex Jones.
No, Alex Jones has the deep gravelly voice. I don't know if he affects it in any way, but, I mean, you know,
it hurts.
Some people really have that voice.
Is that painful to do that, Mark?
Oh, it is for me
to do
an
Alex Jones impression. It's very painful.
Get a freaking polyp.
So, anyway, this Todd Schnitt's another one of them who describes himself as libertarian. But the dude isn't even close to libertarian, I mean, at all, in my opinion. So, you have a problem with this poisoning of the term because of the big tent effect of, you know, wanting to include people. You also then you end up including everybody who claims to be a libertarian, and they're just out there botching it up.
Yeah, well, there's a positive and a negative to that, though, which is if somebody thinks that Glenn Beck is right on everything and he thinks he's a libertarian and he meets you and you say, oh, I'm a libertarian, too, that's always an opportunity to make him a better libertarian.
I agree, and I think Glenn Beck is probably the best example of somebody who's come the furthest of all the other talk show hosts. He had Jeffrey Tucker on his show the other day.
Yeah,
I heard about that, and he's been saying some other things, and I've always had hope for him. I've never thought he was a moron. I thought he was like me. He was making a slow transition.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's probably very powerful for his listeners also, is watching him move closer to us. So, you know, I don't condemn people like that. I don't say, oh, what a terrible guy. I say, this is where he's wrong. Just
absolutely.
Like Cantwell, I don't say he's a terrible guy. I say, this is where he's wrong.
But I'm not going to stay quiet if somebody claims to be a libertarian and then goes on advocating for, oh, I don't know, bombing people in other countries. Sorry, not a libertarian position.
Yeah, I don't like the term libertarian. I don't use it to describe myself. I use it on the show a great deal. I'll say libertarian ideas and stuff like that. But you know, if somebody says, are you a libertarian, I'll say, I'm willing to call myself that as long as you don't judge me by the other libertarians you've met.
Yeah, right.
What I prefer to say is, I'm a conscientious objector. Well, to what? I withhold the right to object to anything.
We'll come back with more of your thoughts. Welcome here, 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days, with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door Devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Whoa, there's the music go.
Okay, it's hard drop.
Before I'm just slamming it down. All right, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can still take control of the airwaves here in the remaining moments of the show. With you in the studio, it's Ian here.
Rich Ball.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. You can go and get your shopping taken care of through Amazon. There's Amazon U.S., Canada, and U.K. You link into the appropriate one for your shopping experience. Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. Whatever it is you're buying, Free Talk Live will get a cut. And go to shop.freetalklive.com to do that. Again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. Let's continue the story here about Michelle Malkin. She, in fact, we were just doing a little research on her during the break. Apparently, you know, she's certainly no libertarian. She supported Japanese internment during World War II. You looked that up, apparently, a moment ago, Mark.
Well, she wasn't around to support Japanese internment during World War II.
No, but
she
after
has
the fact.
Defended it after the fact.
Which would mean she might support it again if something like that were to come up again.
True.
As long as it's against a group that she supports it on, right?
Yeah, exactly.
As long as the reason's good enough. And by the way, I didn't look it up. It was Stephanie Murphy, my Sunday
our producer. Great. So anyway, the story here from thecannabist.co is at least showing us that she was able to change her mind on something, which is a good thing. People do change over time, and the more we can put the ideas of liberty out there in as persuasive of a manner as possible, the more likely that people's minds will change. She had a debate with a man who ended up dying of bone cancer. He was a medical marijuana patient. It was a year after his death that Washington actually voted in medical marijuana. And she says, people have always asked me, when have you ever changed your mind? I tell them, Ralph Seeley changed my mind, she said, sitting in a booth at Uncle Sam's Pancake House in Manitou Springs.
I think this is absolutely worth asking yourself, is when it comes to your political ideas, when have you changed your mind? And if you haven't, or if you can't come up with a few instances, not one, not Ralph Seeley, a few ideas, then consider that either A, you haven't spent much time thinking about this at all, Or B, you're such a dyed-in-the-wool partisan that you'll never have your mind changed about anything. And you're probably wrong.
So the place they were at was Uncle Sam's Pancake House, where her regular is their corned beef hash with scrambled eggs, hash browns, and wheat toast. She says, I was on a local public...
Well, isn't she a... she's a... tried and true Republican with that meal.
I was on a local public TV debate, and at the time I was a fairly orthodox law and order pro-war on drugs conservative columnist. I would accept at face value anything Bill Bennett had claimed about the war on drugs. Note, Bennett is the former director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy. He's a former drug czar.
We say ONDCP usually pretty quickly on the show. So.
And now I don't like to give acronyms because not everybody knows what it stands for. But anyway, Bennett is actually now a conservative talk show host, so he's still putting that same line out there for people. Anyway, she says, of course, it's been an abysmal trillion-dollar failure, and anybody who's a limited government conservative can't ignore the decades-long record of all of this money wasted and how ineffectual it's been. But going back to the debate with Ralph Seeley, we were on the opposite side of the debate, him in his wheelchair, and he had chordoma, an awful degenerative cancer in the spine. He was paralyzed with a trach. He was so articulate, and you can't or you couldn't argue with his facts. Just like that, Malkin, who jokingly refers to herself on occasion as a right-wing nutjob, switched over to the pro-marijuana side of the debate. And nearly two decades after her initial change of heart, readers came across her recent My Trip to the Pot Shop column on March 25, 2014. In the column, Malkin talks about Celia and her trip to a pot shop in Pueblo West, where she and her family procured 10 pre-rolled joints, a vape pen, and 2 containers of cheddar cheese-flavored marijuana crackers, as they were out of brownies at the time. The goods weren't for Malkin or her husband, Jesse. They were for his mother, Carol Malkin, whose melanoma had returned. I think she had hit a really low point when she was in the hospital a couple of weeks ago, said Malkin of her mother-in-law, Carol. When we got her out of the hospital and she was able to try different things, including marijuana, she had taken some of those crackers to help with her appetite, and we all agreed that it helped her immensely. Malkin's story is a uniquely American tale, one that has seen growth and triumph. Then they kind of go to kind of tell her story about how she came was raised and how she became a conservative and things like that.
Yeah, how wonderful. People who experience this have their minds changed. I was
experienced medical marijuana.
Yeah, I was a real skeptic for medical marijuana. Look, at the same time that I smoked marijuana, I was a medical marijuana skeptic.
You hypocrite.
Well, no, I just didn't. I'm just like, oh yeah.
Oh, you right? Just figured it was only to get high.
Oh yeah, you got glaucoma. Unless like the glaucoma thing, I'm like, okay. But the rest of it is like, oh yeah, you got a problem and you want to fix it with pot.
I never had any doubt about the appetite.
The appetite makes a little sense.
That was unquestionable. But there are still claims that I hear made about marijuana that I don't get behind. People say marijuana is a cure for cancer. Maybe it is, but I want to see some double-blind studies
before
I say that.
There's 200 different types of cancer, and, marijuana doesn't cure them all. That's for certain. I have heard that it's a treatment for certain types of cancer. I don't know. And the opinion that I've come to is that I've seen marijuana treat enough illnesses that I don't care what you claim at this point. I think you've got a right to smoke marijuana if that's what you want to do. And whatever the reason might be, it doesn't have to. For me, I can obviously see that there's some, the war on drugs has wounded on the battlefield, and those people are, some people who partake in medical marijuana. But I'm certain that some of the people in California have medical marijuana cards that, they could live without their marijuana medicine. That this is just hooey in order to be able to smoke pot. Fine by me. Yeah. I don't care. That's the law, and they should forget the law. They should be able to smoke it for whatever reason they want, and if they get a card to be able to smoke it, I don't care if they said they got a bad back.
Skipping down the story a little bit here, back to the story about her mother-in-law. She was able to get out of the hospital, though she was still in an immense amount of pain, and they said, we're going to take our doctor's advice. How many mainstream doctors are advising their terminally ill or chronically ill patients to do exactly what we did? They're the ones who recommended, go ahead and try medical marijuana. It might help stimulate her appetite. It might help with her nausea. We thought, if you're looking to provide relief or boost in quality of life, why the hell not? It's legal. It's here. And so that's how we got to the pot shop. Marisol Therapeutics is a recreational pot shop in Pueblo West, just 47 miles from the Pancake House. and Malkin's nearby home. The shopping experience from the initial decision to head south to the storm of comments that followed in the wake of the article was a historic one for the Malkin family. But what will Michelle remember the most from her first time buying legal weed? What an incredible experience, she says, it was to walk into the shop and have the understanding and compassion of somebody in the business of providing healing. A lot of people from out of state, New York or D.C., would parachute into our state and sneer at the so-called medical veneer that a lot of these shops have. But there's no denying the reality that these places provide the services that people want and need, and that was the upshot of the column. The column created a whirlwind of activity on Malkin's website, both positive and negative, but the takeaways have steeled her resolve and given her a newfound perspective. She says, when I was at the shop...
Nothing's going to convince you. Once you've seen your mother-in-law with, was it cancer or some kind of illness?
Yes, something
and
bad.
She can't keep something down and, you know, has an appetite problem, and then they, and then, you know, she gets some marijuana crackers, and suddenly she begins eating. Everybody in the room begins eating.
Mm.
Screw you and all your sanctimonious bullcrap. I've seen it happen. And this is really the problem with opinions. This is the problem with voting. You know what voting is? Voting is opinion with a gun. The fact is that you, your opinion stinks. So does mine. My opinion about your life, irrelevant and stupid. Your opinion about somebody else's life, here's a surprise for you. Shut up. You're dumb. You know, you shouldn't be giving your opinion about other people's lives
unless
like
they
this.
Ask you.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
hey,
your opinion
you,
shouldn't. You think
shouldn't
I should
be imposing your opinion on
right.
others.
You think I should be able to smoke medical marijuana for my illness?
No, I don't.
Okay, goodbye. You're a jerk.
When I was at the shop, I told my husband that the clerk seemed like a libertarian to me, said Malkin. What were they doing? They were complaining about the regulations, the bureaucracy, and the taxes. Here's your natural outreach into a non-traditional constituency, right? Malkin does split from the party-line mob mentality in that she doesn't believe that marijuana is a gateway drug. She says, but speaking of gateway drugs, I think this is a gateway policy issue. It's a gateway for getting people to start moving beyond traditional right and left politics, and I think that that's a good thing.
That's the most interesting statement in the article to me, that,
yeah,
that she said beyond left and right, because she's famous for being on that spectrum in a particular place.
And she acknowledges the word libertarian as well. So, again, that's kind of a – it's become more of a buzzword over time, I think.
I think so. And there have been, I think, some closet libertarians around the Republican Party who, you know, are going to be coming out over time, especially if Rand Paul does well.
It's Rich Paul. Check him out at the 420 Foundation, also NHJury.com, and we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to
FreedomFiends.com and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in the series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.